I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You, a fond look at the animals we love to hate. I saw my first lightning bug this week.
Finally!
What's the deal with that? All of a sudden, they were there in great numbers.
Well, they've been out for a while. You know, I saw my first one in our neighborhood about 2 weeks ago, but typically it seems the ones in our neighborhoods show up last. If you get out and about, they've already been going for a while. The warm weather usually brings them on. I'm like a kid in a candy store every time I see the first firefly or lightning bug of the season. You know, I grew up in a place in the southwestern fringes of the Mojave Desert where we don't have that sort of thing. So when I moved here, not only was it exciting to be in a place where they live, but also to actually have them in my yard. So I'm always looking for the first one of the season, the first one of the evening, and I will call them every night to whatever poor soul is within earshot, and I will miss them very much when they're gone.
So is there any difference between fireflies, lightning bugs, glowworms, and all these sort of things? Are they the same creature?
Yes, those are all common names of the same insect. They're all members of the family, beetle family, Lampyridae. Lightning bugs are not bugs. Fireflies are not flies. They're all soft-bodied beetles. As you're probably aware, they use their lights, their bioluminescence, as a way of communicating with one another to find a mate. The males have a very species-specific signal, a series of flashes, and the females, which are usually stationary, will respond with their own signals after waiting a prescribed amount of time, and they will flash back and forth until they actually come into contact.
Now, isn't there one that is entrapping another lightning bug?
Well, you've been doing your homework, haven't
no,
you?
No,
no.
No,
there's a genus of firefly, which we have here, that flies a little bit later in the evening, and the females have the ability to switch their signal to attract males of their own kind to attract males of other species and other genera. And they lure those males in, not as a mate, but as a meal. Huh. And they will gobble him up because they need to acquire those defensive chemicals in order for their eggs to develop properly. And then once they have that chemical, they will switch their signal to that of their own kind, this time luring in a male as a mate.
So he shows up to take her to dinner and finds out that he is dinner.
Yeah, sad but true. Woody Allen was always saying, nature is just one big restaurant. Somebody's always eating someone else. There's a lot of concern about the status of fireflies. Many people think that they're disappearing. And I think that's true in part. They are certainly dwindling in well-developed areas because we're not leaving them any habitat. Once again, the combination of indiscriminate use of pesticides, clearing all the duff that accumulates on the ground where the larvae live, where their prey lives, they feed on earthworms, slugs, things like that. And if we remove all of those necessary bits of the environment, why would there be fireflies around? But if you get out into the woods or a nearby park that hasn't been groomed to death, the firefly populations can be pretty good.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of Beetles of Eastern North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's Facebook page at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.